I think it's important to note that with everything, moderation is key. And Ramadan is certainly not the time to go broke for this dunya. Ramadan is special, and we all want to give our families the best. But we shouldn't be overspending, taking on debt to maintain that lifestyle of giving, of having more in Ramadan. I think something that's very important for me is that as much as we take Ramadan to do a spiritual reflection and a personal reflection, we should also actually be taking Ramadan and doing a financial reflection on our lives. And we should be dissecting it and saying, where have we erred over the last year? What can we do better from financially from the last Ramadan to this Ramadan? I think also something that is important is, and it should become part of us because we are practicing. One thing we do know that as Muslims, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we practice discipline in this month of Ramadan. So why not have that discipline extend to financial discipline as well? What better time to practice financial discipline than now when you're in that mode of self-discipline? So, for instance, now would be the perfect time to unsubscribe to the apps. Now would be the perfect time to say, you know what, I'm not going to take this television app this month because I'm actually going to make more time for my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I don't need this app. I don't need this additional gadget this month. I don't need as much data to go onto social media. I don't need as much airtime to be sitting on non-essential calls. Also now is the perfect time to start looking at, okay, where can I save money? I've always been outsourcing, and there's nothing wrong with it. We want to keep our small businesses going. But I've always been outsourcing the making of my savories. Let me try and see if I can do it on my own. If that outsourcing has become too costly for us. But especially, and you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned Eid with Ramadan. We need to try and instill that discipline when it also comes to Eid shopping. Sadly, people will have new Eid clothes but not have the necessities of Ramadan covered, all the necessities of their household.
Yeah. Navigating then, all of these approaches, perhaps, in addition to those additional expenditure as it relates to then, for example, the preparation of Eid, and if you have kids and, the kids need Eid clothes and all of the rest?
You'd have to, again, as with any month, and I know we sound like broken records when we say it, but budgeting is vital. Budgeting is vital. And here within the month of Ramadan, I think more than ever, we need to be honest with ourselves when budgeting. And here, always listen to myself first as a mother in particular. You know what? Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that we go overboard. We don't want to acknowledge that we actually do not need all these things that we are putting on our bukkah table at night. So I think when we budget and we set aside amounts as to how much we are going to be spending, let this month be the month wherein we strengthen our financial discipline, wherein we strengthen our resolve to stick to that budget. It's perfectly fine if we're budgeting for the extras. It's perfectly fine if we can afford it. But we have to also, first of all, we have to be honest about it. We have to really put down the amounts that we spend. We cannot go through the Ramadan with an inaccurate spending amount that we put down when we know for a fact we do spend more. So again, it comes down to financial reflection, like we do spiritual reflection and personal reflection. Ramadan, we should be doing financial reflection, and that should be reflecting in our budget And we should be using the self-discipline that we are instilling in ourselves and in our families this month. And we should be using that discipline towards our finances as well.